The Victorian coroner, Peressa Spanos, has recommended the adoption of pill testing after investigating the deaths of five young men who died in separate incidents between July 2016 and January 2017. The criminologist at Deakin University, Dr. Andrew Grove, says all five deceased consumed drugs that were laced with adulterants, known as novel psychoactive substances, or NPS. He's speaking with Damien Carrick.
Unfortunately, all five died as a result of consuming these drugs. For four of them, their death was attributed in the coronial inquest to the toxicity associated with the chemical composition, and in particular the presence of these two NPSs.
And then what led to what? Respiratory failure?
Yeah, so essentially upon consuming the substances, they started behaving very erratically. They had hallucinations, flashbacks. They appeared quite distressed. They were acting very out of character. Some engaged in physical movements such as head-butting furniture or walls and so on. And then that led to a seizure and then cardiac failure and then respiratory failure, and all four passed away as a result of that. In the fifth case, he similarly engaged in very strange behaviour, appeared quite agitated, and then as a result of that behaviour, unfortunately, jumped off of a 10th-storey balcony. So it's difficult to say that all five were exactly the same, but essentially they demonstrated similar behaviours that ultimately led to their deaths, and that's what was attributed in the coronial inquest.
And in the view of the coroner, why and how might pill testing prevent similar deaths?
Essentially, pill testing, as well as an early warning system or early warning network, would help to reduce the harms associated with this type of drug use, as well as potentially prevent these and or other similar deaths by identifying in advance the composition, the nature and level of substances in these pills or tablets or powders that these young people are consuming, which identifies to the user what they're actually taking.
What form would this pill testing take? Would there be some kind of laboratory that you could drop your pills off at and get them tested? Is that what is being envisaged in the Victorian coroner's recommendations?
Given that the five young people who were at the centre of this coronial investigation consumed these substances in essentially private residences and not at music festivals, as was the case in New South Wales in recent years, I think what is being proposed here is slightly different from what has been proposed elsewhere. So there were two different models, if you like, in regards to pill testing. There are on-site, more ad hoc testing facilities, and they're typically more transportable. So, for instance, at music festivals, nightclubs, there might be a testing facility such as a drug bus, something like that, where they can test certain substances and provide feedback to users actually at those events. However, the second alternative, and that's what is probably more proposed here, is more of a fixed site testing facility, given that these five individuals weren't actually attending a particular event. So it'd be a laboratory testing facility run by a range of scientists that individuals would provide samples to. So, for instance, if they might walk in off the street or they might present for investigation their substances, they would get it tested at the facility, and the information from that testing would then either be presented back to the individual themselves if they do provide contact details. Obviously, there are some issues there around privacy, and we know that young people in particular are quite reluctant to provide their details, given that what they're engaging in is essentially a criminal behaviour. Alternatively, the information obtained from that testing might be used in public health alerts to more broadly, they can say, in Victoria there is an issue with drugs that are laced with various substances, and therefore people are aware of some of the challenges with various substances that are being circulated in the drug network in Victoria.
That's criminologist Andrew Grove speaking with Damien Carrick, and the Victorian government says it's currently considering the coroner's recommendations. You can hear more about that issue of pill testing with Damien on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN, or anytime as a podcast.